You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello there and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast on Wednesday, August the 31st. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at a 7-race programme this evening at Garran Park. Good to firm, watered is the official going description at time recording, with no rain forecast, any appreciable rain anyway. We should get pretty much the same building up to the first race this evening at 4:25, finishing of course at 7:30. We begin with that 4:25, which is a fillies claimer. Not too many claimers in Ireland, and not too much good form to go on recently as well. Bonya's obviously the pick of those with the decent form recently, and she's been put in a short price favourite as a result. The only slight question mark I'd have over her chances tonight, albeit they are very strong, are that she's better on a much softer surface, and she was very slowly away the other day down in Sligo. I backed her, and to be fair, she did really well to finish third, considering how much ground she gave away. So with that in mind, I'd probably look just elsewhere on this occasion for a smidgen of value. I'd certainly be looking perhaps to have a bet without the favourite as well on Zeb Grey from the Ada McGuinness stable. Bit disappointing on his last two or three starts, but if you go back early in the season, when she was second to a horse called Savannah, down in Listowel, that would give her an excellent chance here of competing to a fairly decent level in what looks a pretty grisly event. So Zeb Grey, the value pick in the first race of the evening.
Race 2.
On to race 2 then, and there's a lovely 2-year-old running in this race here called Mac Attack, who caught the eye in what's turning out to be a very good maiden first time up at Cork. That was over 6 furlongs. Drawn favourably next towards the standside rail, certainly broke alertly enough and knew its job, but just had to be switched at mid-race before staying on very strongly down the outside of the track to finish a length and three quarters behind Born to Be. It already had the previous experience of a couple of runs under its belt, but those in behind certainly give that form a decent looking feel to it. De Bossman, who was fourth and very well backed on the night, has subsequently gone on to win a maiden at the Curragh and then ran an absolute blinder beyond Intelligence Cross the other day in a Group 2 contest. The fifth horse in part, that won at Navan on Saturday for Dermot Weld. So all in all, that form down in Cork on the 2nd of August looked absolutely red hot. And with just normal improvements up in trip from a low draw, I'd expect Mac Attack to get the better of Perfect Storm, who also shaped quite nicely on debut at Carlisle the other day.
Race number 3.
On to race 3 then, and a very competitive looking nursery we have in front of us here. I'd probably just have to play with a straight bat here, despite the slight question marks over the draw, for Sweet As Ever, who arrives here in tip-top shape. At least we know this horse handles the track, because she won here in pretty convincing fashion 2 starts ago when she came with a late run to floor Dandy's Gold, who reopposes here tonight, and also most notably Sir Dreamalot, who was back in third. The Andrew Slattery trained horse, who was sent off favourite that night, has gone on to win subsequently at Tipperary, so that form looked really good, and the time figure was good as well. Nothing wrong as well with the run the other day down in Killarney, when she just got trapped in behind a wall of horses and got going a little bit too late and was just outdone by You Are Wonder. But again, another decent effort by this Joseph O'Brien trained individual. Stall 11, as I said, could be a bit of a bogey, but provided Anna O'Brien can get this filly into a reasonable position early on, she's got every chance of getting back on the winning trail. So Sweet As Ever is the each way choice in race number 3.
Race 4.
On to race 4 then, and again, another very competitive race. They're sure to be betting 5-1 the field. One of the most likely winners in this race is Top Weight, Enough Is Enough, who's won 4 times in its career here at Garran Park. And albeit she was a bit disappointing here the last day, that was probably more accounting for the fact that he was running half a mile and a quarter, and she doesn't really get that trip. But she's back over one of her optimum distances tonight. And two starts ago, she was really impressive and coming from quite a bit back off the pace to get up in the latter stages. She's well drawn, and it's pretty safe to say that we're going to expect another big run here from Enoughie's Enough tonight. Another one to keep an eye on as well is Lady Range. You know, she was a bit disappointing down in Tipperary the day, just based on her pure form figures. But I actually thought she ran a good deal better than the finishing position suggests. She didn't get a clearest of runs that night behind Lake Georgie Adventure winner, who got a much smoother passage. And I noted Lady Ranger doing some good late work without being unduly punished. She's gone well here in the past. She's a fairly consistent performer in general. So let's have a few quid on Lady Ranger. So uphold that form two starts ago when she was third behind Valentina and Full Shilling, two subsequent winners recently. So Lady Ranger each way at 7-1 is the pick in race four.
Race five.
On to race five, then. Not a particularly strong maiden here, only really three to concentrate on. Obviously, ample sufficiency is going to come under close scrutiny, having finished a decent fifth in a group two the last time we saw him at the Curragh. But he's obviously been off the track for a reason, and I'm going to stick with the previous or up-to-date form of Tree of Knowledge from the Aidan O'Brien stable, who ran quite well down into Leopardstown on debut behind a horse of Jim Bolger's. And then bumped into Stabber Companion Big Ben, who was backed off the boards of the day down in the Curragh. I certainly thought this horse shaped with a good deal of promise on that occasion, and got the better of Sarfar, who's got the benefit of several previous runs throughout. So I certainly think this colt by Oasis Dream is going to uphold the form with Jim Bolger's charge. And I think the better ground's going to suit as well, being by Oasis Dream. Also, another bonus in this horse's direction is it's drawn in stall one as well, so can get that ground-saving, hugging, fence-hugging run around the inside, which obviously will count for a lot in the latter stages, one would imagine. So Tree of Knowledge, a fairly confident vote there in race number five.
Race number six.
On to race six then, the last of the competitive handicaps. A whole host of horses coming here in great form. Very difficult race to get your head around. Jacques Donner is obviously going to be a very warm order, following an eye-catching run behind Udigo and Windsor Beach of the day on his seasonal reappearance. Plus the fact he's already won around this track. Jacques and Hager has definitely got a major, major chance from a low draw in that particular race. But I quite like Zorba the Greek here. I'm a bit of a sucker for punishment with this horse, but one of these days, everything's going to drop right for Charles O'Brien's charge, and I'm just hopeful that it'll be tonight. He can be a little bit slowly away, which is obviously his Achilles heel, but he does finish his races off quite strongly, and that late finish saw him win five starts back here at Gowran when he came from a long way behind. So I don't expect to see this Golden Boy Invincible Spirit anywhere near the front runners at early doors, but he will come home quite strongly, and hopefully this time he can run over the top of a lot of them and get his head in front. But he's definitely one worth backing anyway, each way at 8-1.
And the final race.
On to the final race, and a pretty modest-looking affair. Tasakim sets the standard on the flat so far with a rating of 72, but he's looking a little bit exposed, and it would come of no surprise to me to see Rashan from the Colin Kidd stable return to probably his best form. Now, he's only had the one run on the flat, which resulted in him finishing towards the rear in a 7 furlong maiden at Dundalk, but it's his exploits over hurdles in recent times which obviously give him a major, major opportunity of getting off the mark in this race here tonight. He didn't disgrace himself with a decent run in the Galway hurdle behind Clondor Warrior. He's also been running in Grade 1 and Grade 2 races throughout the winter, and of course he is a Grade 3 winner when he meets Miss Tata at Fairy House in the depths of winter. So he's obviously a much better horse than he was the last time we saw him on the level. So Colin Kidd's Rashan should hopefully be good enough to get off the mark in the final race if he can translate his form over hurdles back to the level. That's it for this Wednesday, August the 31st. Then I'm Andy Holding, signing off for this evening. Please do rejoin us again for the Irish Racing Podcast on Friday, where we'll be taking a look at the evening card at Kilbeggan. So until then, it's goodbye for me, and have a good day's punting.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.